Since November last year, a lot of people have been getting this weird feeling as if there's something off. I don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. Your mom doesn't know what it is. No one knows what it is, but it's as if there's something off. And 2025 literally feels as if we're living in a different dimension or a parallel universe. So then this lady comes along. This is Cassiopeia 7. She's been uploading videos since last week and she's been going viral. Everyone's talking about it. Actually, she's freaking a lot of people out with this supposed conversation that she's having with this entity called 7.
Contact 3, that's us, fails 29,149 days after contact 1. 4,324 days in your future, which is May 27th. 2025.
So this thing is making crazy predictions about something that's about to happen in May 2025. And at first I thought this is ridiculous. This is a LARP or a fake story to grab attention. But the deeper I went into this, the more I found this bizarre connection with this theory that the alien orbs that are supposedly coming from the ocean are actually not coming from the ocean. They're actually leaving Earth for some reason.
The creator of the video that I tagged below said something that is actually terrifying. She said, what if the aliens are not coming? They're leaving.
Then there's this bizarre connection with Aleister Crowley's gray alien entity that he talked to, the alien pods.
Aleister Crowley, a very famous occultist who practiced ritual magic, he conducted a ritual that's called the Amalantra working, and he made contact with an alien named Lamb. This alien entity that he drew out was the first gray alien that was ever depicted. This magic ritual, it goes all the way back to the Book of Enoch. There were these fallen angels, they called the Watchers, and the Watchers came and they taught man how to use magic. And these entities taught them the Enochian language. Crowley said, okay, well, let's talk to these entities using that Enochian language. And he did that many times. For decades and decades, the government had this internal Pentagon group that said, hey, all this alien activity could be demonic in some way.
And this magnetic pole shift that's already happening.
So we live in Florida on the panhandle, and this is what we're dealing with right now. It has been snowing for 5 hours straight.
This is the wildest thing I think I've ever seen.
So this is really wild because it connects a bunch of things that people have never connected before. So what do you think?